Much less commonly, inspiratory dyspnea can be due to a large volume pleural space disease, usually a severe chronic pleural effusion. In this case, your clue will be that there will be no upper airway noise. Now, many upper airway obstructions are dynamic. That means that they can move in response to the pressure changes in the airways. Laryngeal paralysis is the classic one. With dynamic obstructions, the dyspnea only occurs on inspiration because there is no obstruction to expiration. The airway obstruction moves out of the way as it gets pushed away on expiration. Now, fixed upper airway obstructions, now thankfully rare, but when they do occur, you'll also see the animal struggle to exhale against the fixed obstruction as well. In the most severe cases of fixed obstruction, there may actually be little or no noise at all because of the very small amount of air getting past the obstruction. But there will be a lot of chest movement as the animal struggles to get air in. And these cases will always have paradoxical abdominal movement. One last word of caution here. For severe upper airway obstructions that have come on gradually, like slow-growing tumours, the animals will have learned not to move around much to compensate for their chronic hypoxia. These animals are sometimes not dyspneic at rest, but on even minimal stimulation, they can go into respiratory arrest and die if you can't perform an immediate tracheostomy. So learn from my mistakes. An emergency tracheostomy in a 16-year-old cat is no fun at all, and especially not after 3 cups of coffee.